wasn't quite the luck of the Irish on St. Patrick's Day here at the Basin Reserve, but the skill of Themba Bavuma and Quinton de Kock that saved South Africa from a rather precarious position. They lost their first 6 wickets for under 100 runs, and the two of them allowed South Africa to score over 300. Much like they did in Hobart, the pair put on the key partnership of the match, and it was characterized by their complementary batting styles. De Kock, we know, is aggressive. He likes to push things forward. Bavuma, slightly more cautious, really concentrates on technique. For de Kock, this was a particularly important knock because he put to bed the nemesis that had become Jeetan Patel. The off-spinner dismissed de Kock 4 times in 4 innings before this match, but he didn't get the better of him this time. Bavuma was exceptional on the back foot, something really much needed with Neil Wagner, Tim Southee and Jimmy Neeshan testing him with short balls. Unfortunately for both of them, they weren't able to get to 3 figures. Neither of them were. And they'll be slightly disappointed about that. Bavuma perhaps more so because his century came more than a year ago and he'll really want to start getting some big scores to cement his spot in the middle order. But in terms of team contribution, this was a 10 out of 10 for the two youngsters. They allowed South Africa to build the lead. It would have been New Zealand that were eyeing the lead at lunchtime. Instead, South Africa are now in pole position to take a really big advantage into the third day here in Wellington. As you can see, the wind is blowing. It'll be testing for their bowlers, but they'll be looking to have another crack at New Zealand's quite vulnerable batting lineup. Henry Nicholl stood up for them in the first innings. Who will it be in the second? We'll answer that question here on ESPN Crick Info.